If you are in the house, shout hallelujah. Those watching on TV, come and shout hallelujah. Whether you are in Europe, whether you are in America, wherever you are, the power of God is in your house. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Thank you. This afternoon, or wherever you are, it may be in the morning or it may be at night, wherever you are, I am here to tell you that the blessing is a maker. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and does not add any sorrow. God, when he introduced himself to Adam, the first thing Adam heard from God in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, God introduced himself in the garden by blessing Adam. He said to Adam, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. You cannot separate multiplication, fruitfulness from blessing. Just like I have water here. If I pour water on you, you will be wet. So it is with the blessing of God. When you are blessed, you will multiply. And every barrenness in your life, I speak to it right now. I say, be fruitful. I say, be fruitful. All over this place, be fruitful. I speak to your businesses. Maybe your business is at a point now where it is not moving. Do not participate as a child of God in economic recession. Because when blessing comes upon you, the blessing of the Lord makes rich. Look at somebody, said the blessing of the Lord makes rich. The blessing is a force to reckon with. The blessing is a divine force from God for success, for accomplishment, for you to prosper in everything that you do. The blessing makes you. The blessing throw away sorrow from you. In Genesis, when God blessed Adam, Adam failed. They ate what they shouldn't have eaten. Hallelujah. Because God said, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And because Adam did disobey, he disobeyed God, what happened? The ground was cursed because of him. Because of his disobedience. That means when I am blessed, because Jesus restored the blessing. The word of God says in Galatians chapter 3, from verse 13 and 14, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the Lord, be made a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon Titilayo Goro, Olufumilayo Ajoke, Uraola. Hallelujah. Amen. The blessing of the Lord. When God made a pact, he made a covenant with Father Abraham. He talked to him. He said, you know what? Let's become partners. I want to restore that blessing that was not in the garden. I want to restore it back. Genesis chapter 12. God spoke to Abraham. He said, I will bless you and I will make your name famous. So in case you are not famous yet, get ready. I said, get ready. Something good is about to happen to you because you cannot separate blessing from being famous. Hey, God is the one that makes you a blessing. When the blessing comes upon you, it makes you famous. He said to Abraham, in Genesis chapter 12, he said, I will make your name great. Hallelujah. In case you are doing business and your business is being covered, it's in obscurity, I am here to tell you this afternoon, or whatever be the time that you may find yourself all over the world, I speak to Faith Connect. I speak to Faith on Fire. This is the beginning of greater things. Listen, people of God, when you talked about that man that called you and said, God told him, or he felt in his heart, he's been talking about Faith TV, but when he heard of you, God spoke to me, it's a ripple effect. You know, when a stone or a pebble drops in the water, that's what we call ripples. So expect greater things. I say expect greater things. Expect greater. Listen, the blessing is a maker. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, the blessing is a what? It's a what? Say it like you know it. It's a what? Now, this is how we activate the blessing. The blessing of God, it has to be spoken out. When you are asked, how are you doing? You say, I am what? I am blessed. Because anytime you speak the word of God out, God comes to confirm it. The word says in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, and they preached everywhere, and the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs, what? Following. So anytime, Brandre, anytime I say I am blessed, God must follow me. To confirm what? The word that is coming out of my mouth with what? With signs. Anytime you speak the word of God, he says in his word, Jeremiah 1:12, he watches over his word to perform. Somebody ask you, how are you doing? You don't tell them how you feel. You tell them what the word of God says. They may tell you, but you don't look like it. You tell them, that's why I'm saying so. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Is it well with you? Yes, it is well with me, because the blessing maketh rich and does not add any sorrow. Wherever you are, the blessing gives prosperity. The blessing protects you. The blessing makes evil not to come into your vicinity. The blessing brings provision. The blessing gives you authority. The blessing gives you power over demonic forces. Hallelujah. How to activate the blessing is by acknowledging it. You've got to acknowledge what God is saying in your life. Don't tell people, I am sick. The word of God says the righteous shall never say, I am sick. You don't let that word come out of your mouth. It doesn't matter how you feel. It's not what you feel, it's what the Lord says. It's not how you feel, it's what the word of God says concerning you. In your bedroom, wherever you are, you may be feeling down, you may be feeling hopeless, maybe jobs are not coming, things are not working for you. Do not go by what you feel. Acknowledge what God has done in your life. The word of God says in John chapter 8, it says Jesus spoke to the disciples that believed in him. He said, if you continue, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Then you will know the truth, and the truth that you know shall make you free. I see you walking in freedom. I say, I see you walking in freedom. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I see God doing wonders in your life. Hallelujah. You've got to declare what God is saying concerning you. You know, when it is invisible, when you cannot see it, that's the more reason to believe. Because the word of God says in Romans chapter 4, verse 17, it says, as it is written, it said, God who collect those things that be not as though what? As though what? Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't judge me by the way I look. My condition is not my situation. I'm above this situation. I'm above this condition. Come on, shout fire. All over this place, shout fire. God works with the invisible, what you cannot see. And as a child of God, that's how we walk from. We do not walk by what we see. We walk by the invisible. We walk by what we cannot see. The fact that you cannot see it, it means what? It is there. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That's why Jesus said, ask and it shall be what? Given. Anything you ask for, it means what? It is there, and not only there, it is what? Obtainable. So I speak again to Faith Connect. You haven't seen anything yet. From Africa, if I were you, I would be speaking in tongues. I said, you haven't seen anything yet. People will be coming from all over to join this network. God is going to take this ministry, this network. It's time for Africa. Africa, this is your season. Africa, this is your time. You are taking back the gospel. Come and shout, Africa! This is your time! Africa! Thank you, man of God. Thank you for obeying the word. Thank you for heeding to the voice of God. I hear the Lord say, I will do what you are not even asking for. Yeah. He said, that which you are not asking for, I will give it to you. I will show to you that I'm the one. You have seen a little, some confirmation here and there, but I see God going beyond that which you are asking for. I see God going beyond your imagination. I see God going beyond your expectation. Many more are coming. Many more are going to drink from here. Hear me, people of God. I see Muslims coming in to support the work here. I see Chakra Castobo, Ebreka Tata Tata, Imbagaga Sekeli, Ingasieto, Chakpa Kamba, Rebosta Ya, Agasieke Yanda. Listen, listen, listen. I see people coming from all over. I see the Muslim turning in the wealth. Chi. He said, if I can cause a raven to feed my servant Elijah, how much more I will turn the hearts of men. Hey, I see God giving you the earth. Ish. Pa te eli ingasieta here. Oriata here. God is returned, moving the resources. I see the wealth coming in. You are going to be handling what you have never handled before. God is turning people's hearts now. Jesus. Jesus is Lord. You are there, you are hearing me. God is already touching you on what to do for this faith network. You know God is speaking to you right now. You may be a Muslim. It doesn't matter. God is saying that which you have, I need it. You feel him in your heart. This is the time to respond to the call of God right now. In the name of Jesus. Come and shout fire. Come and shout fire. Shout fire! Let it come from here. This is where God resides. He says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Come on, shout fire! Man of God! Hey! Woman of God! I rejoice with you. I want to dance. Nigerian dance. I'm rejoicing about what God is gonna do through you. Listen, now that I know you while you are like this, please, when you get into your kingdom, remember Titilayo Goro, Olufimilayo Ajoke. Listen. I'm not trying to whip your emotion. I'm not trying to do something to make you feel good. I feel this in my heart. And I'm hearing the Lord saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Brandon, you see this thing that you are seeing like a baby? It's going to take over. God will use it to touch many nations because God is raising Africa up to bring the gospel before the return of the king. To bring the gospel back. And he's using you to do that. He has heard the heart of the cry of your heart. What you said yesterday, the Lord will confirm it. You said you want to be able to bring people up, not they having to pay. God will return. Stretch forth your hands towards them. The resources that you need. Lemba atikia elida sieto bahanda bahiada. Tarieka sata bahanda sieto ya bahiada. We speak right now. The north, the south, the east, the west, move towards them. Bring the resources that they need. Bring everything. Jesus, all over this place, I want you to put an offering here. All over, let's just walk in and begin to speak, to put into this word that God has given to them. As you are there in your room, God is already speaking to you. He's saying to you, obey my voice. Obey, I'm the one calling you. Obey the calling of God. All over this place, come, let's support, let's give. Let's give into this word. Brandre, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, Jesus. I see God carrying you. Yeah, you're not alone. He's carrying you like a child, lifting you up to begin to work on those things seemingly impossible. You begin to work on them. God Almighty, there's a glow all around you, a glow upon you, upon the family, upon the work that you are doing. And I want to say we love you very much. Thank you for obeying God. Thank you for paying the sacrifice. This is the time of your harvest. Harvest has come. Harvest has come. While you are reaping here, another one is coming. While you think this one is enough, I see another one coming. Even the nation where you are right now, God will raise many more. You'll receive phone calls. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. That one you add is just the beginning. It's a tip of the iceberg. God is going to raise many, many, many more people. When you talk, don't be intimidated by no one, because God will be speaking through you. And as you speak, is what will go into the hearts of men and women to bring to pass that which you are saying. Can we give a clap offering to the Lord? You can do better than that. Come and stand up and give glory to the Lord. Come and shout fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Bari ando sotabaya. Ngari ekete tabaya da basia taya. Iziekete liandozia. Azienta yanda handa basiete liankata yamborana. Ziekeya. Ezieto bahanda. Zi likida hi basia tobayana. This meeting, God is going to baptize you again with a fresh anointing. Fire from on high. You begin to see miracles like never before. As you speak through here, miracles will be happening in people's homes. There's a glow all around you. Fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. You are not left out, woman of God. Together. Come, come, my friend. Come, my friend. Come. Come, my friend. Come. I hear the Lord say, I will use you in a strange way. Both of you. Listen. If you say you've seen anything, you haven't seen anything yet. Because God is taking you into a new realm, a new walk with Him as He carries you. I'm not envy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you. I'm sweating, but